feel like a touchdown. This feel like an easy six. Defense is retreating quick. Know I got that cannon on me and receivers on the whim. Welcome pressure, where's the blitz? Not afraid to take the risk. Swear to God, I hate to lose.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Drop Balls Podcast. Your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Yes, you heard me right. I said your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Hope you all are having a good week this week. It is Thursday night football. It's Colts versus Broncos. We're going to talk about that here in a bit. But before we get into that, let's do a little housekeeping. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please go ahead and leave your boy that five-star rating in the rating and review section. And leave your boy a review. Let me know what you like, what you dislike. You know, if you dislike something, don't say it too loud, though. Don't say it too loud. But if you really like something, you know, you can scream it from the mountaintops. But just let me know what you like, what you dislike, what you want to hear more on the show. You know, just different things like that. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, they do have a rating section now as well. So please be sure to go ahead and leave your boy a five-star rating on Spotify. And no matter what platform you listen on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever, please be sure to share the podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your coworkers, whoever you know that loves sports just as much as you and I do. Please be sure to share the podcast with them. But let's get into today's episode, man. You know, coming off, you know, I wasn't able to put out an episode last week. I went to the Colts game in Indianapolis when we played the Chiefs, and let me tell you, I was screaming my ass off. I was screaming my ass off. I was cheering, all of the above, and your boy lost his voice. If you was in any of the Twitter spaces last week with me, if you follow me on Twitter, you know, if you follow me on Twitter at DropBallsPod, be sure to follow me if you don't. But and saw me in any of the Twitter spaces last week, you know, I was in the listeners, or I was trying to talk and sounded like Doc Rivers with that raspy voice, the low, quiet, raspy voice. Couldn't really talk that much. So I couldn't get on here and give you all the episode last week after that Chiefs victory. But it was a good victory. It sucks that it was backdoored with a loss at home to the Tennessee Titans, where once again, we gifted the team 14 points to start the game. You know, it's getting really old, the turnovers, especially the turnovers on the first drive to start the game. You know, this is the game you're supposed to, or this is supposed to be the drive that you come out and you set the tone of the game. But on the first drive, we come out there, we fumble the ball, we give them the ball on, like, I want to say the 32-yard line, on our own 32-yard line. So they're already, you know, in field goal range. So we give them the ball there, and they drive, you know, they drive, and Ryan Tannehill throws a touchdown to Robert Woods in the back of the end zone, where it looked like on that specific play, it looked like we were playing man to the boundary, which was the side that Stephon Gilmore was on. We were playing man over there. It was the single receiver side. And then we were playing cover three down to the field side, which I believe had like two or three receivers on the field side. But Robert Woods ran across Rodney Thomas's face because we didn't have Julian Blackman last week because he was out with an ankle injury, which he's out tonight with an ankle injury as well. But we didn't have Julian Blackman. So Rodney Thomas got the start, and Robert Woods crossed Thomas's face, and Thomas continued to drop back like in no man's land and try to double team the receiver that I believe is either Brandon Faison, Isaiah Rogers that they were covering, or maybe it was Kenny Moore, but whoever they were covering, he dropped back and helped cover them rather than running with Robert Woods and taking Robert Woods over into that corner. I believe he would have done that, then that play would have been dead. Like, there really would have been nowhere for Ryan Tannehill to go unless he just escaped the pocket and ran. But, you know, that is getting really old with the fumbles, man. The fumbles, the pass protection. I understand the pass protection hasn't been that great, but Matt Ryan has to hold on to the ball. You know, he's the veteran quarterback. He's the veteran leader. He has to hold on to that ball. But there were some bright spots, man. Jelani Woods, but Malik Cox. Malik Cox had 80-something yards this past Sunday and two TDs. The week before, we saw Jelani Woods with two touchdowns and the game-winning touchdown at that. So it looks like the tight ends are getting more involved. We see Alec Pierce. We see the involvement of Alec Pierce, the evolution of Alec Pierce in the offense. You know, against the Kansas City Chiefs, he had about 61 yards or something like that. And then against the Tennessee Titans, he had 80 yards. And it seems like Matt Ryan really is starting to trust him, especially in late game situations where we need a play. And maybe Michael Pittman's getting, you know, getting covered. And we need a play from our receivers. We need a play from our playmakers. Run game looked really bad last week, and that's also due to the fact that our offensive line just couldn't get any push. We couldn't get any push on their defensive line. We couldn't get up to the second level, which is kind of sad, especially when you look at our offensive line and what we've been known for at the offensive line. We've been known to be able to run block, and it's really sad when you go out there and you see that the Titans are missing some key players on their defensive line. They don't have Bud Dupree. They only have, like, DeNico Autry, and they don't have Landry. Who else were they without last game? I know they had their defensive tackle. You know, their defensive tackle's a beast. But, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just sad to see. Like, it's sad to watch our offensive line not get any push. Oh, yeah, Tart. They had Tart, Tierre Tart. I believe that's how you say his name. DeNico Autry. Oh, Jeffrey Simmons. That's the other guy. So he played. But so that's just what I'm saying, man. Like, when these guys, like, you gotta get pushed. You gotta get to the second level. And that's what we saw the Titans were able to do. With their offensive line against our D line, they were able to get to the second level. They were able to get back there to the linebackers, and that allowed Derrick Henry to run free for at least 5 yards, right? Not get touched for at least 5 yards, and that's why Derrick Henry had such a big game that he had. He was running through the hole and not getting touched for like 5 yards down the field. So, I mean, that's their offensive line did what they were supposed to do last game. So, you know, hats off to them for that. And our offensive line just didn't. And our defensive line, we couldn't get off blocks in the run game. But in the passing game, it seems like we have been getting more pressure on quarterbacks. I believe this week against the Titans, we had like it was either 11 or 12 pressures. And I think it was 2 sacks. And then the last game against the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think we had any sacks, but I think we got like 11 or 12 pressures that game too, or maybe it was 13 or something like that. But we got double-digit pressures on the quarterbacks on the opposite team. So I think that's looking pretty well, especially going into this game against the Denver Broncos. I think that's going to bode well for our defensive line. And I do like what Gus Bradley is starting to do on the back end of the defense. We know Gus Bradley, he loves the one high. He loves running one high safety and stuff like that, cover three. But we're starting to see him, you know, mix and match coverages. Like I said, last week against the Titans, we saw man on the boundary side. We saw cover three to the field side. We've seen that in the Kansas City game where I think it was cover three on one side and cover four on the other side. So, like, there's been cover three on one side. And I think it was man on the other side as well. I think it was kind of the same thing, but it wasn't in the red zone. The one against the Titans was in the red zone. But he's starting to mix and match coverages. That's mainly what I'm trying to say. He's mixing and matching coverages. He's running some cover four. He's running some cover two. The only thing I would like to see is for our DBs to actually press at the line. Get your hands on those receivers. I've seen a lot of receivers getting free releases. We're not really pressing. We're not pressing at the line. Receivers are getting a lot of free releases, and I don't necessarily like that. I like to be able to, I like when our DBs can knock off the receiver quarterback timing. Like, I like being able to see things like that. So that way it just knocks off some things. And maybe creates smaller windows for quarterbacks to throw into and different things like that. And that allow us to get turnovers. You know, it allows us to get turnovers. So I would love to see more of that. I don't know if they incorporate that anymore. But one thing I will say, I do love the fact that Isaiah Rodgers is getting involved in the defensive game plans now. I love seeing Isaiah Rodgers out there doing his thing. We did get Shaquille Leonard back last week, but then he left the game with a concussion because, you know, basically just friendly fire. They were both going for a tackle. Zaire Franklin was just trying to clean up the tackle and ended up hitting Darius Leonard. And just so happened, he broke his nose and he got a concussion. So, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another with Shaquille Leonard right now. But, you know, I think once he clears protocols, he'll be back. Even with the broken nose, he'll be back out there on the field and be ready to go. So we'll see what happens there. But you know, it just man, it just sucks, man. We're 1-3-1 right now, or 1-2-1 right now. 4 weeks of football, we're 1-2-1. And it sucks because we had such high expectations for this Colts team. We expected them to you know, win games. Matt Ryan hasn't played bad. Outside of the fumbles, Matt Ryan has really been like the brightest spot on our offense. He's been really good this season. I mean, he's like fourth in the league in passing yards. And granted, I know the passing yards that come in because we're playing from behind. But the thing is that he has been a bright spot for us. The fumbles are one thing, but as far as everything else, he's been a bright spot. And it's looking like, you know, maybe it's just some growing pains with a new quarterback. This is what, like, our sixth quarterback in 6 years. So you get those growing pains with a brand new quarterback. Protection probably isn't set right just because different lingo and, you know, all these different, just a bunch of different other factors that probably play a part into it. But we got to overcome, man. We got to overcome at some point. You know, the things have to be corrected. Like, at some point, things have to change. So I'm hoping this week, Thursday Night Football against the Denver Broncos, this is where we start seeing the Colts actually come into their own and, you know, move forward the right way. I think Frank Wright is coaching for his job at this point. I think Chris Ballard is, like, their jobs are on the line at this point. I've seen some stuff across Twitter that said that, you know, Ursay is growing. He's growing up, like, he's getting upset. You know, he's ready for a change. He wants Lombardis. He doesn't want to barely make the playoffs. He doesn't want to just not make the playoffs. He wants to win everything. He wants to win it all. And I think he's growing frustrated with this front office and his coaching staff because it's just not getting it done. Frank Wright may be out the door. I think he's coaching for his job. And I think this is the time where we need to see some things turn around for the Indianapolis Colts, because if we don't, then we'll be looking for a new coach this offseason, possibly a new GM. And we will probably be getting rid of Matt Ryan and going on to our seventh quarterback in 7 years. Now, hopefully, if that's the case, then we're getting a younger quarterback. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, you know, any one of these dudes coming out in this draft this year that we believe that can take our team to the next step. Because we do have some playmakers. I would still love to get a veteran receiver in the room. But from what I've seen from the receiving corps and the tight end group, like, they look like they can make some plays. It's just a matter if Matt Ryan can get enough time to get them the ball. And we saw that last week against the Titans when he had time. He was carving up the defense, man. We saw Mo Alie-Cox dragging defenders down the field. Jelani Woods had one catch for, I believe, for like 30 yards or something like that, dragging defenders down the field. I thought he was going to score. Boy, was breaking tackles left and right. So, you know, it's just those little things that we just got to clean up. And I think if we clean up those things, then we see a whole different team out there. We also got to get Jonathan Taylor healthy. He won't be playing tonight against the Denver Broncos. Neither will Shaquille Leonard or Tyquan Lewis. So, you know, we just got to get those things cleaned up. Got to get Jonathan Taylor healthy. Got to get Shaq healthy. And get Jonathan Taylor involved, man. Get him going. Let him roll like he was rolling last year. Nyheim Hines got to be involved in the passing game. Like, we got to get those things. We got to get those things going. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick little break. And when I come back, we're going to get into the Thursday night matchup. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to give you all my picks for the week and what I believe is going to happen this week in football, in week five of football. Season's just going right by, man. So take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, there was a toxic king who was going to war and leaving his queen behind.
Early in the morning, late at night, it don't even matter what time it is. I will wait for you. President rolling around, wait. Whenever I find time, it's okay.
ATL, Jacob.
You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip, get messy, it ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when I do this. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel. When I'm loaded, I keep it real. Need to tell a real one exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear.
Yeah, I've been trapping around the world. I sit on my balcony and wonder how you're feeling. I got a career that takes my time away from women. I cannot convince you that I love you for a living. I be on your line, feelings flowing like a river. You be texting back, you and Kiki on the river. Message say deliver, but I know that y'all don't get it. Why you introduce us if you knew that you was with him? Made me shake his hand, we all been fucking for a minute. Walk me off the plane because you know that I'm a swimmer. Supposed to be a dog, but you done put me in a kennel. Girl, put a muzzle on it, all that barking over dinner. I was fucking with you when you had a tiny presidential. You got better when you met me, and that ain't coincidental. Tried to bring the best out you, guess I'm not that influential. Guess I'm not the one that's mad for you. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at myself cause I can't leave you alone. Gossip and messages, that ain't what we doing. Yeah. Trapping around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable than you feel. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
Exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna be. Early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
And that's the tale of the Toxic King. Wow, bro. All
right, so we're back from that quick little break. I hope y'all enjoyed that song. Y'all know I had to be a little petty today. It's Thursday night football, Colts versus the Broncos. Y'all know I had to be a little bit petty. Hope y'all enjoyed that. But anyway, let's get into this game tonight, man. So tonight we got Matt Ryan versus Russell Wilson. both offenses this year have been very underwhelming. The Denver Broncos, they just lost their star running back, Javonte Williams. He tore his ACL. You know, prayers up to him for a speedy recovery. My boy Tim Patrick, who also plays for the Broncos, he tore his ACL, I believe, in training camp. So, you know, it's just prayers up for the injured man, for them to get back healthy, speedy recovery, no setbacks, you know, in their regimen, their rehab process. No setbacks for that. So, you know, I just hope they all get healthy and everything. But you know, like I said, both offenses have been very underwhelming this year. We Colts fans, we expected a lot more out of our team. Denver fans, they got Russell Wilson. They figured, okay, he's going to be an upgrade over Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. He's going to be an upgrade, and you know, we're going to roll. Broncos country, let's ride. You know, all of that stuff. They thought everything was going to be good. And while the Broncos are sitting at 2-2, they do have a victory over, I believe it was the Las Vegas Raiders. Or no, actually, my bad. They lost to the Raiders. They have a victory over the 49ers. We saw that I believe it was a Sunday night game. That game wasn't all that great. It was a low-scoring game, 11-10. And honestly, if old boy Jimmy Garoppolo didn't run out the back of the end zone, then they probably win this game. They won against the Texans. I believe it was 16-9 or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the score was. 16-9. And they lost the home opener, or not the home opener, but they lost the first game of the season to the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's first game back in Seattle since he left. They lost that game 17-16. So their offense is right in line with us. Like, they don't score a lot. We don't score a lot. For some reason, I feel like this game will go over the over-under. So the over-under right now, I believe, is 43 points. I honestly have the Colts winning 27-20. So I do think, you know, it's 47 points in this game. I believe we're going to be able to score. I believe they're going to be able to score now. Or maybe not. I guess I can't say they're going to be able to score because they've only scored over 20 points one time this season. We've only scored over 20 points, I want to say, like, one time. Or, no, we scored over 20 points or I guess 20 or more points three times or twice this season, three times this season. We scored 20 against the Texans. We scored 20 against the Chiefs. And then we scored, well, yeah, never mind. My bad. I'm counting wrong. We scored over 20 twice. Actually, we never scored over 20. We only scored 20 points. Y'all see the back and forth in my head. But yeah, we only scored 20 points. So we haven't been over 20 points. They've only been over 20 points once, which was 23. That's the most points they scored all season. The most points we scored all season, 20 points. So offensive has just been very underwhelming. And this is why I say I think that we're going to score about 27 points this game, just because, like I said before, Frank Wright is coaching for his job. He knows something has to change, especially with the offense. He knows there has to be some changes with this offense, and he knows the play calling has to be a lot better. Execution of the plays have to be a lot better, and we're coming off of a short week. So, I mean, I get it's hard to do certain things coming off a short week, but I will say this. There is a bright spot. The Colts have been very good in primetime since 2000. I believe, if I remember correctly, since 2000, we have 32 wins in primetime, which is the most in the league. And we're 10-3 on the road on Thursday Night Football, which is also the best in the league. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's a short week, but for whatever reason, we thrive on those short weeks, and we go out there and we do what we need to do on those short weeks, those games when we have short weeks. Last year, I think we played the Jets on a short week and put up 42. Now, once again, I understand it's the Jets. Denver Broncos aren't the Jets. But I just think, you know, I think we have a formula for Thursday night, and I think it's gonna work tonight. I think we're gonna do some things tonight. Now, we will be without Jonathan Taylor, like I said before. We will be without Shaquille Leonard and Tyquan Lewis. So we have to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. We got to find ways to open up lanes for our running backs as well. Oh yeah, and we're also out without Julian Blackman this week as well. He's not playing this week either. So Julian Blackman, he's out with an ankle injury. Tyquan Lewis and Shaquille Leonard both have concussions, and Jonathan Taylor, we know, has his ankle injury as well. So we got to figure out a way to get pressure on the quarterback. Their offensive line really hasn't been that good, so we need Kwity Paye and Yannick to really step up and get home. We need DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart. We need them to collapse the pocket on Russell Wilson. Force him out the pocket, and our defensive ends, we have to contain, and we have to stop him from, you know, breaking contain. And we just gotta get to him, man. We gotta get to him, cause him to you know, turn over the ball, some ill-advised turnovers, some ill-advised sacks. That's what we need. We desperately need those things this game, because we haven't been able to turn over the ball. Or, you know, get takeaways like we did last year. That's been hindering us on defense. And our defense has played very well. Like, they've played very well. They're probably, like, top 15 in scoring defense. But overall, as far as, like, yards and stuff, I believe we're, like, top five. So, or top six. So, they've played very well this season. They just got to continue to put it together, and we got to force turnovers. Our offense has to give them time. Our offense has to give them time off the field to rest and, you know, get ready to go back in. We got to give them some time. We can't keep having those short times of possession. So I did this earlier, posted it on Twitter and everything, my key matchups and my keys for us to win the game. So let me give this to y'all. So, like, the key matchups, right, is the trenches. I believe whoever wins in the trenches this game, they're going to win the game. If we can protect Matt Ryan and we can get home on Russell Wilson, I think we will win this game, and it'll be an easy win for us. I also want you all to watch the matchup between our tight ends versus their linebackers and their safeties. So when you look at Mo Alie-Cox, you look at Kylan Granson and Jelani Woods. Mo Alie-Cox, he had 80 yards and 2 touchdowns last game. Jelani Woods, he had 2 touchdowns in the game against the Chiefs, had the game-winning touchdown against the Chiefs. And Kylan Granson, he's just been that guy underneath that has been able to catch and run. Like, he's been able to catch things catch the passes across the middle and get upfield and get some yak. This could be Kylan Granson's breakout game. This could be, you know, his game. But I think that without Jonathan Taylor, we run a running back by committee. But I think what happens is our tight ends are going to be used a lot in the short game, when we're like third and two, third and three, things like that, second and five. Tight ends are going to be sitting across the middle. I think they're going to be used a lot in the short game this game, because we don't have the back of Jonathan. We don't have the back like Jonathan Taylor in the game. But we will, I believe, be doing running back by committee. Deion Jackson, Naheem Hines. We just pulled up Phillip Lindsay from the practice squad. So, you know, just watch out for things like that. Watch out for that. Look at the matchup between Alec Pierce and Ronald Darby. I believe Pat Surtain, he'll be on Michael Pittman Jr. the whole game. He'll be following him around. But I think there's going to be a really good matchup between Alec Pierce and Ronald Darby. Like I said earlier, Alec Pierce had 80 yards last game, 60 yards the game before. Matt Ryan's starting to really trust him. He hasn't reached the end zone yet, but I do believe this is the game that Alec Pierce reaches the end zone. This is the game I believe he scores his first touchdown of his short rookie career, man. I really believe in this guy. I believe that he's going to be good for us, and I think he's going to make some big, crucial catches for us tonight against the Denver Broncos. Now, my keys to win, they're simple, man. They're very simple. We need to protect Matt Ryan. Offensive line has to protect Matt Ryan. Pass protection has to be good. It has to be good tonight. Denver Broncos, their pass rush, they've generated 11 sacks this season already. So we got to be able to protect Matt Ryan, keep him upright, and allow him to make plays with his arm to get the ball to our pass catchers and let them make plays once they get the ball in their hands. Not only that, but we have to open up running lanes for our running backs. So our offensive line has to be better than what they were last week when it came to the run blocking. They got to be better. They got to be able to get up to the second level and be able to open up those run lanes for our running backs. Then what else? What else do we have? What else do we have? Matt Ryan has to protect the football. Now, part of that is offensive line blocking, but also a lot of that is Matt Ryan being able to keep two hands on the ball when he does get sacked. We can't allow for turnover. We can't allow turnovers to give the opposition short fields and essentially gift them 3 to 7 points. We can't allow for that to continue to happen. We got to be able to protect the ball and be able to sustain those drives when we have the ball. Sustain those drives, and then when we get into the red zone, we got to be able to punch it in. We can't have stalls drive, or my bad, we can't have drives stall out in the red zone and then come away with no points. We got to at least be able to come away with 3 to 7 points. We can't get into the red zone and stall out. So like I said, we got to protect Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has to protect the football. We have to sustain drives. We got to score in the red zone. And run blocking has to be there. Run blocking has to be there. And not only that, like I said earlier, we need to get home on Russell Wilson. We need to force him to be uncomfortable. We need to force him into some bad throws. We need to force him to be loose with the ball where we can knock it out and recover the fumbles. We've seen Russell Wilson do that a few times when he was in Seattle. We've seen that happen. So we got to be able to continue to put pressure on him and force him into some ill-advised turnovers. Now, here's the fun part. I'm done talking about that game. Here's the fun part. Let's look at this week, week five. Let's look at these games this week. Starting with us, I have the Colts winning 27-20 tonight. Then we go to the Sunday game, the London game, the New York Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. And lo and behold, I'm picking the Giants to beat the Packers in London. I'm sorry. I'm picking the Giants to beat the Packers in London. I have no reason for it. I just like the Giants this year. I think the Giants are going to be a solid team this year. And it's rounding out to it's really looking that way. They're 3-1 right now. So we'll see. But I have the Giants beating the Packers. I got the Bills beating the Steelers. I have the Chargers beating the Browns. The Vikings beating the Bears. I got the Lions beating the Patriots. The Lions have the highest scoring offense in the NFL right now. They're able to put up some points. I got the Seahawks beating the Saints, man. The Saints have not looked good this year. And the Seahawks, Geno Smith, hey, Geno been doing the damn thing. I ain't even going to hold you. Geno been doing his thing, man. I like the Seahawks to win this game. They are 2-2. The Saints are 1-3. I got the Seahawks winning this game. I have the Jets beating the Dolphins. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be able to get it done. And I think the Jets are going to be able to, you know, they're going to put up a fight against the Dolphins, and I think they're going to get that win. The Buccaneers are going to beat the Falcons this week. The Titans will beat the Commanders. The Jaguars, they're going to beat the Texans. The 49ers, they're going to handle business in Carolina against the Panthers. Then we got the Rams and the Cowboys. We just saw what the Rams put out, that product they put out on the field the other night against the San Francisco 49ers, which is, it was disgusting. They looked a little funny in the light this past week. I got the Cowboys beating the Rams. Michael Parsons is going to feast on that offensive line, and Trayvon Diggs is going to do his thing. He going to do what he needs to do to probably force a couple turnovers from Matthew Stafford. The Eagles, they're going to beat up on the Cardinals. The Ravens are going to beat the Bengals this week, and then the Chiefs are going to stump a mud hole in the Raiders on Monday night at Arrowhead. So those are my picks. We're going to run back through them real quick. The Colts, the Giants, the Bills, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Lions, the Seahawks, the Jets, the Buccaneers, the Titans, the Jaguars, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Kansas City Chiefs. So those are my picks for the week. And honestly, that's all I actually, you know what? I do want to talk a little bit more about something else about with the Colts. Cause I said something about us, you know, not being able to sustain drives or us, you know, not really being that good in the red zone. So I looked up some statistics, you know, before the Titans game, we were like 4-10, like 4-10 in the red zone. That was 29th in the league. After the Titans game, we were 6-13 in the red zone. We had three trips to the red zone. We converted on two. But that moved us up to 27th in the league. On fourth downs, 1-6. 1-6 on fourth downs. That is terrible. And that's 28th in the league. Third downs, we're actually pretty good on third down. We're 21 for 53, which puts us at like 13th in the, well, that was before. What was it? That was after the Titans game. We were 21-53, which was 13th in the league. Before that, we were 14-40 on third down. But luckily against the Titans, we went 7-13 on third downs. And that moved us up to 13th in the league. So we're pretty good on third down. The red zone and the fourth down conversions, those are what really bother me. And that's where I say, like, we're not able to sustain drives. We're not able to really do anything correctly on fourth down or in the red zone. We have to fix that. Those things have to be fixed. If we're going to go for it on fourth down, we got to be able to convert. There was plays against the Kansas City Chiefs. We went for it on fourth and one. We ran a shotgun play, and it was like some wasted motions because it was like a fake play action into supposed to throw the ball to Paris Campbell across the middle, who was wide the hell open. But just so happens on that right side of the line, here comes a blitzer and gets to Matt Ryan. We got to be able to protect Matt Ryan, man. We got to be able to convert on fourth downs. We can't be doing stupid stuff on fourth downs. We can't, especially when it's fourth and one or fourth and inches. Just run a QB sneak and get the hell up out of there. You know, just do that, man. We gotta be able to convert those, and we got to be able to convert in the red zone. I don't know what it is about the red zone. Maybe they're scared of the end zone. I don't know, man, but we got to be able to convert in the red zone. I don't know. We got to do something. We got to make something shake. But no, that's all I have for you all. Be sure to follow your boy on Dropball or on Twitter at DropBallsPod. Also, be sure to check out, I'm writing now, man. I'm doing some writing now. Be sure to check your boy out on Indie Intercept. I put out an article today, my three bold predictions for tonight's game. Also, the injury report, I handle that every week as well. So be sure to check your boy out, Indie Intercept. I will put the link in the description. Just click on it. Go read the articles, man. There's some good content on there, not only from me, but from the other writers. There's some really good content on there from Colts writers, man. So just be sure to check it out. Like I said, follow your boy on Twitter at DropBallsPod. But yeah, man, that's all I had. Y'all be easy. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. Peace. 20-ounce steaks. Hey, can't fit it on the plate. Jumbo shrimp, hey, straight out the lake, hey. Sleeping on the boat, hey, wake up, take dope, hey. You don't want no smoke, nigga don't want no starch, hey. We gon' put it on the hood, hey, before we put it on God, hey. Hey. You got maids right now, you got a maid right now. I won't let you down. Right now.
better know right now. I've been going so long. Tonight.